Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Daniel Jeremiah is another draft analyst I like a lot. He put out his top 150 prospects, and DJ's kind of the only dude that is still, at least in his last mock, had Washington taking Drake and not Jaden. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the prospect list and not the mock draft, but in his prospect list, he's got Caleb Williams at one, Marvin Harrison Jr. at two, and that's consistent with what we just heard from Jordan Reed. He's got Harrison ahead of all these other quarterbacks. Rome Odunze at three, the Washington wideout, who's going to be a stud. Then Malik Nabers at four, the LSU wideout. I mean, these wideouts are just ballers, B. Mm-hmm. But DJ has Drake May at five. I'm going to read now. May has prototypical size, athleticism, and arm strength. He has quick feet and quick hands, but his delivery can get long at times. He's a gifted thrower who drives the ball without much foot space in the pocket, including with defenders hanging on him. He could take pace off the ball on swings and shallow crossers. He has a nice touch on bucket throws down the field. He is athletic to escape and create with his legs, and he's tough to tackle in space. He is ultra-competitive as a runner, something he'll need to dial back a bit at the next level. His pass protection, that's something you said about Howell, too, B. His pass protection wasn't good last season at North Carolina, and there weren't always answers in the route to bail him out, which led to some poor decisions and carelessness with the ball. Overall, May has some things to clean up, but he has every ingredient to be a top-tier starter at the game's most important position. That's May. Sounds kind of right to me. The only thing, I guess when he says he can take pace off the ball on swings and shallow crossers, I think that is meant more as, like, advice, like something he needs to do rather than something he does, because I think some of the easy misses are a pace issue. Mm-hmm. Now, he's got May at five and then Daniels at six, Brian. So, clearly, he sees them as kind of neck-and-neck type prospects. I'll read it first, and then I'll ask you my question. I don't want to lead the witness. This is Daniel Jeremiah's breakdown of Jaden Daniels. Daniels is a tall, lean quarterback with exceptional accuracy, decision-making, and speed. He's very poised and comfortable in the pocket. He likes to use a rhythm bounce at the top of his drop before settling his feet into the ground and smoothly transferring his weight to throw. He has an extremely quick release and beautiful throwing motion. He throws with anticipation, touch, and accuracy. He flashes the ability to manipulate safeties with his eyes to create separation downfield. When he gets pressured, he doesn't hesitate to explode out of the pocket. He has elite suddenness. He is more of a linear speed runner than a breakdown, make you miss type of ball carrier. He needs to do a better job of protecting himself, though, as he took some huge hits in the games I studied. Overall, Daniels took a massive leap in 2023 and now offers both a high floor and ceiling. Here's my question, B. Having read both of those, doesn't it sound like he's more excited about Daniels, even though he's sixth, the Drake May's fifth?
It sounds 100% that. So when you were reading the stuff about May, I'm sitting here going, that's a guy who likes somebody that don't want to get off of that. And that's why he pushes, which calls him the most. I heard Jordan said too. I'm amazed that people could say this guy here is a finish. This guy is ready to go right now, which most teams need. But this guy here, he gonna be better later on. What if somebody drops into the league and go to the playoff for the next 3-4 years? Then your other guy come and he's all of a sudden good 4 or 5 years later. You gonna tell me that was worth it to wait? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what happens when guys get year and year and year under their belt? They get better and better, don't they?
Yeah.
In the NFL. So the guy that's ready to hit the ground running right now, how the hell are you going to tell me the guy that I got to roll a dice on is going to be better later on? I don't know if he will or not. He may be, but that's a high risk to take, especially if you see all these draft analysts, one thing that they don't have to worry about, getting fired for a guy not working, okay? So that's why my mindset is general managers and guys who formerly did it before and had to do it while making a choice on my job's going to be here tomorrow or not. These other guys say things on radio and TV, and you know what happens? Next year, they change up their whole mindset. That other dude, his ass going to get tight, you know? So I hear these things, and I'm listening. You're totally right. Jeremiah's stuff, if anybody listens to those two descriptions, which one he sound the most excited about?
The description, maybe it's just you and I hearing it. Landfill, do you hear that the same when you listen to that description between May and Daniels?
Yeah, it sounds like he likes Daniels better than me. I don't know what's up there.
Dude, I have never heard this phrase, but I like it. He has elite suddenness. I think you could probably describe some of my sexual performances as elite suddenness, but I think in a quarterback that's a runner, I think that's what you want. Like,
yeah, and on the football field, not in the bedroom.
Jeffrey, Jeff, do you see this the same way?
Yeah, he definitely has more regard for Jaden Daniels, but bro, don't ever say you got
it. Sounds, but
suddenness over the air like that.
Well, you know he does.
So I have elite suddenness, sounds, Jeff. Just to be clear, like, it's elite.
To me, it sounds like when he was speaking, he knows what Jaden is about, but he's hoping that what's called is what he say he is. That's what it sounds like.
Yo, I think that's pretty fair. I think it's like we think this dude might become the comp most people make is Herbert, right? They're like, yo, we think this dude might become Herbert. But we know this dude is really, really good right now. And it's almost like if you're in the evaluation process, you don't want to give up on the stock that could go to the moon. Yeah. But sometimes you're just better off buying Apple and letting it go up every year.
See, it's kind of like, let me see how I'm going to put this here. Jaden Daniels is a guy who has shown you he's getting better year in and year out. But people are really impressed by the lineage in Drake May's family. Did any of them play in the NFL? They're all athletes, but did they play in the NFL?
I mean, his brother's a basketball player.
Okay, but just because, the whole family is athletic. I know people that everybody in their family played all kinds of sports. None of them played in no professional ranks. But I'm watching this other guy show me that he's getting better every year. But I'd much rather put my money on the hope of somebody else because of their family lineage is going to be a certain way. You can't do that when you are making that pick and you're your guy where this guy performs today or the next year or two, or I'm out of a job.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I keep going back to I don't know that there's a wrong path. I'll say it that way. I don't hate trading back, getting a ton of picks and taking Penix. I don't hate it. People are freaked out about the injuries. Compare injury rates to bust rates of quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, the bust rate is way higher than the injury rate.
If somebody were to come to you with a ridiculous offer, I understand that. But you don't need to go looking for that. Because when you go looking for it, you lose that every time.
Right. So I'm just saying I don't think there's any bad options. If something went crazy and they trade back and they take Penix and they got 4 first-rounders to rebuild everything, I'm cool with it. If they stay and they take Drake, I'm cool with it. If they stay and they take JJ, I'm cool with it. I know others aren't. But if what I think they should do and what I think they will do is they're going to stay and take Jaden, I just don't hate any of the options, which is a rare place to be.
I don't think I hate any of the options, but if we are going to try and get better, we need to try and get better. We can't keep thinking about, oh, what if, what? No, no, no. Eventually, it's going to come to a point where if they were to make a move, we may not say nothing today. We damn sure be saying something tomorrow. And I think that's the ultimate thing. I'm looking for the point to when we're going to make a pick, and they're going to be good from the day they hit the ground on forward, because they're going to also have that support with them. They can't fall in a line and a guy get drafted and he goes into the first game and he has an interception. Everybody jumps. Oh, we should have got the other guy. No, that's not what I'm looking for. And I kind of feel like that's a part of what where we've been in this town. If I can see where this coaching staff and his front office is 100% behind somebody, when they draft them, I'm with it. Because I don't really get swayed by what the fans think, because most times they change like they change underwear. So it don't make a difference to me. You know, I've been booed in the first quarter, cheered in the second, booed in the third, and then they want to kiss my ass in the fourth. So they change their mind all the time. We can't get caught up in that. It comes down to, does the person have the necessary support to get where they need to go? Instead of like we used to be, when the fans got a little upset, all of a sudden the talk out of the building started to be upset too.
Just get better. Win ball games.
That's it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.